Recording has now started. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG EC meeting on Friday, 22nd of May, 2015. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Rudy Van Snick, Tapani Tavanen, Klaus Toll, and from staff, myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you so much. Over to you, Rafik.
Yeah. Thanks, Mariam, and thanks for everyone for making it today. First, welcome back to Klaus. So I understand that he was appointed by NPOC as a representative to the executive committee to replace Louis. Is it correct?
Yes, Rafik, this is the decision we have taken as we are now close to elections too, so we will have in July our new composition of the offices in NPOC. So it's just for this and for the meeting in Buenos Aires that Klaus will be joining the executive committee.
Yeah. Thanks, Rudy. Okay, so welcome, and so we try today to do the application review. Since the last time, I think we really reduced our backlog, so it should be quite all quick today. And first, probably Klaus should get the links for the application and. Where we are doing the review. So, Mariam will share with him now, so and he can get access. I can share the link, but Klaus, can you type which email address you want to access with to the document?
But not Google Docs, please, or something like that.
No, it's Google Docs. There is no other way you can do it.
No, I'm not opening Google Docs.
Okay. Mariam, please add Klaus to the both document. So. Also, you can take make a PDF of the spreadsheet for the review and share it in the Adobe Connect so we can see it. So for those who don't want to access as to the Google Doc, can you please?
Yes, I'm doing that at the moment. Hold on a second, please.
Can you see the screen? I think you. Okay. So, but at least can you see the in the app?
I can't see it in the Adobe Connect, but I can't read it. Let me see if I can see it.
Put your glasses.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I can't open Google Docs because Google is telling me all the time that I'm in the wrong region, that I registered the account from Europe, and that and the moment I am not in Europe and should contact the administrator, so forget it. Okay, I've got it now. I can see it. I can read it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's maybe it's detecting kind of detecting it that you are in different region as a suspicious behavior, but well, okay. So the first applicant went high from China, and this the first time that we are using the application form when you're asking really more. More information to applicant, so like a kind of paragraph to describe why they want to join, and if there is any reference or where they heard about NCS. So I think with this we have much more clarity why and how those applicants joining. So the first person is explaining that he participated in translation transliteration. Contact information, PDP. I think that's the working group you are co-chairing, Rudy, no?
Yeah, exactly. So I've already put yes in for the vote. He was present yesterday at the call.
Okay, that's good. Let's also say the follow and the and that some session and so on. So looks genuine, and also is referring to Peter Green's. I think I will put yes to. Tapani.
Yes.
Okay. Klaus.
Yes.
Okay, so that's still missing Robin votes, so late, she can put later, and then if all yes, it means that it will be automatically approved as the new member. Thanks, everyone. So we can move to the next. Maria Harpitz from Germany. So shared about us in class, and she said that she was in the summer school on internet governance. It's held in Meissen, and so she's interested on the ANA transition, and I think she put as reference for Adane and Avri to NG member. So
what's her non-commercial background? It's not clear from what I see.
No, she has a legal background. I said, to expand law, economics, and governance.
If I'm not wrong,
yeah, she said she was speaking on behalf of the non-commercial consultants.
She is a lecturer at a law school. As far as I see here, I can drop the link in the Adobe chat. That's the link to her page in the Graduate School in Law and Economics.
Thanks, Rui.
She is a lecturer, as far as I understood. So she is in the academic world.
Funny, non-commercial.
What?
Yeah, she's an academic, so yeah, it sounds legit for me.
Yeah, Rafiq, but you have to remember. Rafiq, you have to remember she is automatically disqualified. She's German.
Why?
This was a that was a attempt of a joke. So
automatically.
A German saying that, I would say strange. A Belgian saying, well, I would say yes. Indeed.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Yes, we will try to be.
Okay. Okay. I give up.
Okay. So thanks, Klaus. I see that everyone voted yes. Okay. The next. The next is quite interesting case. He's also German, Noah Wagner. He gave his domain name, but the only...
He's too young.
So I think it's first time to have this situation. Hmm? And if you check his website, it's quite, it sounds that he find us, by maybe doing some said the web. So that's quite interesting that he find about NCAG and PenCAN. So
he needs to be at least 18 years old. He needs to be 18 years old in order to be engaged in an international organization. You cannot
yes,
sign up as a European. You cannot sign up to an organization if you are not 18 years old or you have the approval of your parents. He's only 14.
Yes, sure. Yeah, I was
so
asking
you
how
to
see it, so just for the next years and we don't spend time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Klaus?
Klaus, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry.
No, and the other thing, shouldn't he know?
I think I'm trying to hear everyone here.
Even if it's not a question of age, shouldn't he go anyway to Arlax?
Sorry, Klaus, I really had a hard time to hear you. Can you please speak more louder?
I'm sorry. Even if there was no question about the age, shouldn't we send him to Arlac anyway?
No. It's a problem of age, Klaus. It's membership from inside Europe with a U.S.-based corporation. That's against the law. There is a law in Europe where you're not even authorized to transfer information from Europe, from a person, to the U.S. It's still a big discussion at the European Commission.
Rudy, I didn't know that, but I take your word for it.
No, it's something I have been working on because we were looking how to set up a NISOC chapter for children, and it is still a big issue with young people younger than 16 or 18, depending on the region. That's already an issue. But anyway, I would say no for the moment. We will see in the future if we can find a way of getting young people with the approval of their parents. Otherwise, it's too dangerous to get in the lawsuit.
Thanks, Rudy. Tapani?
Yeah, I guess I have to agree that we can't accept someone underage without her parents' statement there.
I think, Tapani, that's the case also in Finland. You have very strict rules. Huh?
Okay.
Yes, I think it's pretty much European.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... yes, the way it's sensitive, how to respond him nicely. I mean, what kind of explanation? Not just to reject like this, but just to explain why underage and just to explain him what are maybe opportunities to get involved, not necessarily by joining stakeholder groups. So, not sure. You say it's parent approval, but I'm not sure if we can really handle that and about the paperwork and so on. But I guess maybe just if we draft nice response to him, not let him down. If young people want to get involved, just we encourage them and to keep.
Why can't you say that? Thank you very much for your interest. And we are impressed with your webpage, but unfortunately, have to say that we are. Thank you for his interest, and maybe that we are interested in that we like his webpage, but that it just simply the law doesn't permit any membership before 18, and we would. To tell him to follow up online to the discussions and meetings and then apply when he's 18 again.
And if I may add, Rudy, for the transcript, if I may add to that one, maybe guide them, depending the region he is, that he joins an organization that is a member of NCSG in Germany.
So can be a good workaround, yeah. Okay, so I hope that Mariam the proposal, so then we send him the response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, so we can see he's rejected. Sorry, Klaus, we rejected in German for now. okay, so we can go to the next applicant. His name? Daniel Opperman from Brazil. And so he's a researcher working on internet governance, to the NIANA Stewardship Translation in GTLD program. And so he's doing research projects for University of São Paulo. And when you check his...
he's a CEO.
His website is about... Yes.
He's a CEO, Rudy, for the transcript. He is the CEO of the Domain Robots LTDA. So he seems to be in the commercial world. That's what you find on LinkedIn, on his profile. And he is in origin from Germany.
So another German to reject.
I have nothing against Germans, but just looking at his profile, In fact, he has been in Germany for several years, and then he moved into Sao Paulo. But he seems to be, since 2 years, the CEO of an internet exchange point in Brazil. And I would say, let us be very careful with people that are coming from registry or registrar levels. It looks to me a bit dangerous to get them involved in what we are doing. I've just dropped another link, really, for the transcript in the chat from the website domainrobot.ca, which is a domain robot is a certified registrar. That's in Canada. That's maybe something else. It's not so easy to get. Looks like. No, it's the other one.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's kind of not.
There is another site.
When he presented, he only talked, in the interest. So what is interesting is that the link he shared sounds, non-commercial. It's just about publication and so on. And in his interest, he's talking about interest in research, internet governance. And then we find that he is another life about an internet exchange. It's more technical stuff. So, okay. So it's a registrar for .ca, so it's more a CCTLD world, however. Okay.
Rudy, for the transcript, I have some difficulties with people that are giving themselves in a public profile. The first activity, and if you look back even, he was first the international sales account manager for that organization. So his income, his revenue is coming from the business side, and I suppose, and not from the research part.
Okay.
Perhaps, may I step on here? It's some more research on him. Rudik has a good point. I would like to do a bit more check on his background before accepting anyway. I'm not sure I'd like to reject him out of hand, so maybe we'll postpone him until next meeting and hope get something more on him before that. I'm so sorry, I haven't had really any time at all to look at this in advance.
Okay.
I've been ridiculously busy the past few days.
So should we add a question here? Yeah. So just maybe, you want, but in the meantime, should we ask him some specific question, maybe to clarify or to understand? So.
Yeah, that he gives some explanation about his position as CEO. Is that a full-time occupation or whatever? What is this? If it's a full-time occupation, then I see rather that he is in a little bit in conflict with what he states in his application form.
Yes, some kind of question about how he really has non-commercial interests that are distinct from his business.
Okay. Yeah? Larry, please take notes of those questions. Klaus, do you want to ask a specific question here, or?
You are muted, Klaus.
Okay, sorry about that. No, I would just ask him that we saw from his profile that he has a registrar background and why he didn't want to apply for the registrar role.
So trying to get our question. Okay. Well, this is kind of a pending case. We'll ask this question and we will know. Okay. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, is there another question? Okay, good. So we can go maybe then to the next. And we will follow up with this case later on. So we don't have new organization, but let's go to the end review for individuals. So we have around, I think, 10 pending. I think also the document, the PDF in Adobe Connect. So, everyone on the same page? It's in the end the review for individuals tab.
Rudy, for the transcript. So we need to look into the column G, if I'm not wrong. It's about the additional info required, and is that where we find how they reply to us, or?
Yes.
So for
yes.
The first
so
one,
that it's a track, the email. Yes, that track the email sent by Mariam, and she put the response if she got. So I think for the first case, Hasna Soraya Miliani, it sounds that she didn't reply to the email sent on the 13th of April. So yeah, maybe Mariam can clarify for this case. Oh, Mariam, did Hasna
correct.
Reply to you or not?
No, she didn't. So if there's a reply, under the comments you see from applicants, so for instance, number 5, Limu Liu.
Okay.
That's an example of people who have replied.
Okay. Okay, so we have many of them that didn't reply. So as we said last time, if we ask and like no, there are more than 1 month, they don't reply. So I think we can reject the application. Klaus?
I agree.
I agree.
Okay.
Agreed.
Thanks, Giovanni. I think I heard Rudy and Tapani. Klaus, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm with you. I said I agree.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so this is Unite case. So as usual, Mariam, now we send a kind of email to notify about the status and to explain that it was rejected. Okay, the next one from Liberia, Pule Sumo. Also, it's about the interest. No response. So, same case like the previous one. Tapani?
Yes, same process. No reply, denied.
Thanks. Yes, I'm trying to get in the record the vote. So, Klaus?
Yeah, same.
No? Okay, thanks. Maybe nine. The next, number four, Idole. I'm Bimbola, routine names and email, no response. So I think now it's becoming straightforward. Deny. Tapani?
Deny, yeah. If no reply, then deny.
Okay. So, I guess, Klaus, you voted deny.
Denied.
Okay. Thanks. The next one, we got a response. So it's Limi Liu, and she sent response. Okay, so to reply, first question is she's applying under her organization or. Yes, Rudy?
No, sorry, I had a call and I was disconnected for almost a minute from Adobe. I didn't know why. It was mentioning me that there was a maintenance scheduled for 28th of June, so that's why I was silent.
Oh, okay. So we now we are in the row number 5, Limi Liu. So she responded to the question that we asked. So basically we asked if she is joining her organization or as individual with no commercial interest. So she said yes, as individual with no commercial interest, and he explained why he wanted to join NCIG, so quite long response.
Rudy, for the transcript, for clarification, CONAC is a registry in China, or registered in China?
I think registry for some new GTLD. That's why at that time we asked her why she's joining and if she's joining as individual or not. So.
Well, it's Rudy here again. I'm still confused about there is space for them in the GNSO to be participant in the GNSO debate and policy development. At the end, I'm wondering how many registries and registrars we are going to have in the non-commercial stakeholder group. It's no longer a non-commercial stakeholder group if most of the people that are going to raise their voice are even in commercial world. So I'm really confused about that.
If I may, Tapani here.
Well,
at least the replies. What? Yeah. At least to me, her replies look pretty convincing, and the only way to reach it. Yeah, may I speak, Yuri? The only way I see that to reject her would be to doubt the veracity of her statements here. Whether she works in CONAC is not an issue as such, that she may still have a non-commercial interest. I may note that Peter Green also works for CONAC.
I agree.
Do we have some reason to doubt?
Rudy, again, as we are really raising some questions in debates and so on, and I have nothing against people joining a non-commercial stakeholder group at all, but we need to try to be clear if, as I said, during discussions and debates, most of the people that will speak up, the names are public, don't forget it. If most of the people that are speaking up with a profile of belonging to registries and registrars, at the end we have to ask ourselves, how is the community going to react to these type of interventions? That's the reason why we in ANPOC also, we keep really very strict. If there is one single element of commercial activities in the structure, we refuse the members. So if at the other side we allow anybody to join coming from commercial backgrounds, it's confusing. I'm sorry that I'm a bit on top of this, but I'm looking to how the outside world looks to us, and it's important that we have a very clear and neutral position if we are going to speak up for our community.
Tapani here again. I agree that it would be nice to. I would like to keep rather strict.
Thanks, really. Thanks, Tapani.
For organizations, but for individuals, we cannot really reject individuals on the basis of where they work, unless there is a reason to believe that they are representing their employer. Because almost everybody works in some or somewhere, and commercial employers are the majority anyway. So the question would be: is there reason to suspect that she'd be representing her employer instead of other interests? I'm not certainly representing my employer here.
Nor do I, but Rudy again, and to close my point here, is that...
Rudy.
Yes?
Okay. So, it's just I'm trying to speak, guys, if I can. Just maybe to clarify, knowing the members list and so on, as far as I know, it was, yes, the case of Peter Green, and in that time, CONAC was not a registry when he joined it, so, and he joined it as in his individual this case is different because CONAC became a registry maybe within this the last year, saying that she is joining us in her personal capacity, and she explained why she's interested. So we are always trying to hear the rules and checking the background and so on. So, but yeah, I mean, it depends case by case. I see Tapani C, you can accept, Rudy say no, so should we, what kind of maybe criteria here? Because
I think
it's, Tapani
myself,
said, it's, you know, we ask it, we ask. Okay, that's right, yeah, sorry Klaus, I just, you know, so not everybody was using it, so that's why I overlook it, but yeah. So what I'm trying to say, just we are trying here to get all opinions, see what we can do, maybe kind of rule. Yes, Klaus, please go ahead.
I think we should really think about here about conflict of interest. I think if somebody is really earning their living as a registrar or some or with new GDLD, and then it's very, very difficult to separate really, and we have, and we are setting standards, and we are expecting, for example, the ICANN board members to avoid all the conflicts of interest. We have all that stuff. I, on the other hand, completely agree that we should take people by their word and what they write. But Rudy's argument, and I see actually a trend that we are getting more and more people from the registrar world turning up in the GSG. So how to deal with it? And I would say not no. I would just simply abstain at that moment from my vote.
Okay. So, okay, I think everyone expresses his point of view here. At least maybe we can get a vote and understand that, yes, we have to be careful about this. And in fact, we rejected before someone because he was coming as from registry. Okay, so I guess Rudy and Klaus, you vote deny here.
Well, Rudy here, as Klaus was saying also, I would not say that I deny. I'm abstaining for voting because I'm confused. I'm not against the person in itself, but I'm confused about the value that you are bringing into the discussions. As don't forget that each individual has a vote. And if I'm counting the number of votes that individuals coming from commercial backgrounds, even if it's secondary or a tertiary background, if it's commercial, I'm getting confused about the value of the voting. That's the reason why I would like to abstain.
Okay, Rudy, I'm just not really getting this about the commercial. Yes, people have work, but they are participating here as an individual, and they are not working.
Traffic, may I?
For the main industry, but just, I mean, different sector here. Yes, Stefani. Yeah.
If we are going to establish that kind of rule, may I, Stefani here, yes. May I suggest that we postpone this and put more discussion to the NCSG discuss list? If we are going to establish a rule that we reject some kind of individuals because of their background or employer, it's rather, I'd rather not do that easily anyway. So perhaps postpone this if we are confused then.
Yeah. So you are requesting that you need more input about the kind of this rule if you want to use it.
I agree with Tapani, Rudy here.
Okay.
I agree that we need to have
so
a more open discussion about this.
I second that.
Okay. Okay. So we have to see. We will see how we frame it. But, you know. Okay. But I'm just, yeah. Okay. So we'll see how we will frame that. But just, I mean, yes, I want to respond to Rudy that, you know, for the members we have, individuals or organization, we usually we do the due diligence to check that they have non-commercial interest. And many times we ask several questions to indicate that. So myself, I work for a company, but I don't represent it here. I'm just to represent as individual having non-commercial interest. So, but those cases, I think they are more, they are more extreme because they are working for registry. But we didn't have that much, I mean, as applicant. But anyway, okay, so what is the topic for discussion? And we will put that as the notes. Somebody please take note of this, so we need to follow up. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess then we have the other case. It's, okay, no, number 8. So Imam Sibwa from Indonesia, we sent email, but no response. So I think, as we agreed previously, if there is no response after request for information, I think we can deny. So,
yes,
I agree.
Rudy?
I agree. We deny.
Thanks. Deny. Well, it's really sometimes it's really hard to work and okay. The next case is similar to the one we discussed. Yue Song from China, also from Connect. Even in this case, we sent email, but we didn't get any answer. So I think this is much more straightforward than before. So, Klaus?
That denied.
Thanks.
Yep.
Denied.
Okay. And I think I heard...
yeah, I agree. I deny.
Thanks. The next case... Haji Jianti from China. Well, we sent him a response. Maybe, since I mean you handled this case, can you explain? So we received an email from the applicant.
Yes, we did receive the email from the applicant, and the answer is in column H.
Are we talking about the CONAC?
Yes, because we also think for this case,
we're
right,
talking about
the issue that... No, the CONAC, it was denied.
So based, Rudy, for the transcript, based on what I am reading in column H for Abhijit Jahanti, I would say I approve this candidate member.
Thanks, Rudy. Tapani?
Yeah, agreed. The response seems to warrant accepting.
Stop.
You're muted, Klaus.
Yes, same here.
So I think Klaus voted yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Klaus. We can go to the next one. Jing Gao from China. Okay, this is, I think, your case. We sent several emails and no response. I mean, it was rejected and we give him a chance, but no response too, so I guess we can reject it. Rudy, you confirm?
I confirm, yes.
Tapani?
Agreed. Denied.
Klaus?
Sorry. I confirm. Denied.
Okay. Denied. The next one, Fabrice Tognon from Binan. Yes, we sent email, and it was rejected, and well, we added that kind of new rule that we sent email to give a chance, and we send the rejection and give a chance if to reply within 1 month, we can reconsider, but no risk, it's clear that we deny here. Okay.
Agreed.
Agreed.
That's Rudy. Yeah, thanks, Stefani. Okay. Okay. Okay, next one, the last one, Aju Harold, also from Binan, same case, we rejected the first time, we give 1 month kind of chance to reply, to be considerate, but no response, so I think it's also we can deny this one. So I think you, everyone confirmed for this? We deny for
yes, denied
this case?
Yes,
agreed. Yahoo, Harold. Thanks. Okay. Okay, so we can next go to the last one. It's in the tab under Rifsholk. So this is the time, it's the information policy, the name, information policy analytical policy, okay. We contacted the person here and he gives several, I mean, information. So you can find his response in column L.
It will be for the transcript. At the end, it looks like he is going to re-enter his application as an individual. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think in that time we asked him because the... Not sure it was maybe the mail was not the domain was not long. Yeah. So and he also he said the project was closed, so I guess yeah. So we are asking him to apply as individual. I think maybe just we need to send him a reminder because he didn't do that yet. So so we can send him email to remind about that and close this case by just rejection as an organization, but please apply as individual. So, Rudy, what do you think?
Rudy, for the transcript, if I'm not wrong, I think that this person is becoming a member of the ISOC chapter in Azerbaijan. I'm just looking at his profile on LinkedIn, and that face rings me some bells.
Well, I mean, here we have like the organization, and I think we are going to reject it. But I mean, depends if he apply as individual at that time, we can. We can review his application. So, but what kind of doubt you have, Rudy?
Rudy, for the transcript, I don't have any doubt. It's that while looking into the LinkedIn profile, the face rings me a bell. I think that I've seen this person at an ISOC meeting. So, if he registers for an individual application. I will not object him for that person because I think he was quite active in the discussions about the internet governance in the East European countries.
I think he has even a profile in ICANN Wiki, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I
think. So, Klaus, what do you think? So we just close this case and we ask him just to.
Yes. I think that's exactly the right way.
Okay.
Just ask him to apply as an individual, then we can consider it.
Yeah. Thanks. Tapani?
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. Well, basically, I think we cleaned up most of our backlog, and that's a good thing. Just we have that only case that we need more discussion and getting input and feedback about it. So, yeah, thanks for this, everyone. So we start with the application. And so we have, I mean, I added like any other business item just if we, any topic we want to discuss, but from myself, it's just, I mean, what I can say. I will send in coming weeks the schedule for Buenos Aires meeting. Since I didn't get yet information about the rooms, but when I get, I will send and share all the information with you and with the mailing list. Yes, so this basically what I have for now. But if you have
one question,
topic, just to check, who is Buenos Aires meeting? Yes, Tapani.
When is our next meeting?
That's a good question.
I'm not coming to Buenos Aires.
The problem, like last time, it was hard to... Okay, I think we will organize it maybe after ICANN meeting, so we'll check about the availability. So it was hard to get, room for during Buenos Aires meeting. It was the overlap. So, and because this is quite close, just 1 month before, so we can maybe have 1 week after ICANN meeting.
So, first week of July?
Usual in
July the 3rd?
Our last Friday. Huh? Sorry? I would think if we keep it, just regular in June, maybe. So it should be. Oh, yeah, you are right. Sorry, yeah, it will be the. Sorry. Yes, Rudy?
Rudy, for the transcript. Well, I think that anyway, we probably will have to plan an executive meeting, maybe in the Buenos Aires meeting, as I would like to open up a point of discussion. While we were working on our member list for the elections, we discovered a lot of issues due to the fact that we migrated from the old mailing list to a new one, which is running on a new platform, and it seems now that we have a much better communication result when we send out messages to our mailing list. This said, it looks like many members have subscribed, but after months or a year or 2 years, it looks like they are no longer interested. We had some cases that were replying to us as we were requesting them to know if they wanted to stay on as a member, yes or no, in order not to make an overload of messages sending out to people that are even not reading them. It looks to me that we are coming to a point where for NCSG, for the three constituencies, we need to think about the process of unsubscribing members so that we are having the right numbers for voting and quorums. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. If only 30% of your membership is responding, you don't have a quorum, you cannot take any decision at all. So I would like to raise this question so that within the executive committee we start thinking about how are we going to tackle this, so that when we have a clear idea of how we want to approach it, we could bring it to the NCSG public discussion and then see where we end. I think it's important that we are going through that process. As inside NPOC, we did it. We have been cleaning up a lot of things.
Yeah, thanks, Rudy. In fact, if those members ask us to inscribe and to leave, we have a ready process to do that. Yes, they sent the request, and at the executive committee we can remove them. So we have that provision in the NCSG charter.
Yeah, Rudy. Yeah, but we don't have
do you have this list of those who want to leave? Four? Okay. I mean, if they send you a request or just ask you by email, I think we can go from there and make a list, and at the executive committee we can decide. Okay.
If I may ask...
Stefani wants to speak, but I also see Klaus raising his hand.
Yeah, okay. Stefani here, just quickly pointing out... Okay, good talk.
Papan, you can speak. Klaus can speak, no problem. Klaus?
Papan, I think you were first in front of me, but I just want to reconfirm a little bit what I want to reconfirm a little bit what Rudy said. We did some really serious housekeeping in NPOC to find out who's actually active and in our organization and who's doing what. So basically, we can say we have X number of members, whilst in reality we only have one third or one fourth or one half. And I think for also in the context of the general expectancy on ICANN as an organization about transparency and truthfulness inside the IANA transition, it would be very important that we do the same process throughout the NCSG to know who's really there, who's active, who's responding, and what's going on. So if we could have a discussion in Buenos Aires about that and set this into motion, I think would be a very healthy thing to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Klaus. But just maybe to remind everyone that we have the check-in process before. So this which defines the voter list every time and those people who are allowed to vote. So that's one process where we check about the members. About the removal, we have the provision in our charter to remove member. So if they ask to get removed, so we can proceed with that and so on. Yes, Stefania, maybe better to discuss in the mailing list and we can share information.
But Rafik, please clarify
yes,
to me. Clarify to me. Maybe I don't understand it. If there is for me a difference between people who are voting and who are a member. So, if what happens if somebody in three or two or four elections doesn't reply? Do they get removed from the membership list, or just do they just
Can you repeat the question, Klaus?
My problem and what I try to understand is, yeah, for me there is a big difference between somebody who's voting and somebody who's a member. So if somebody, for example, is asked three times to vote and doesn't vote, are they get automatically removed from the membership too?
No, I don't think we have that, no.
I think that is not right. I think we really should have a process where we say if somebody doesn't participate or doesn't react to any of emails from the NGSG for a certain period of time, they should be removed from the membership group.
Okay, so I understand. So you want to kind of that we have more automated, not automated, but the way that maybe three strike rule, something like that, probably to update the membership.
I mean, Rafik, seriously, we could still carry some literally dead bodies on that list, because if somebody just dies and they have then to request to be removed from the list, that's not right. We have to have a mechanism for example, in the case of Alain Berger. So we have to have a mechanism that after a certain period of time, somebody is not reacting and doing nothing. They should be asked if they want to stay on the list, and if they don't react again, they should be removed. This is what we did in
NPOC. Okay, yeah, I understand that, Klaus. I'm just saying, what I think is, like Tapani said, it's kind of discussion about a new process. It's not just for EC. We can start discussing, but we need at the end to get NCNG member to vote for. So But yes, we can discuss about this. Just for BA case, Tapani won't be. So what I was thinking is maybe even we can have a forum discussion, but we will have our own call after 1 week, and we can start discussion within mailing list, checking also the charter itself, so the exact provision articles in the charter dealing with membership, and see when we see new articles, like for this case, to deal with to remove membership members in more more reasons. And also the same maybe about the quorum. I mean, Rudy, it's better, I think, for this. I don't have the charter now in front of me, but it's slightly different, I mean, in terms of quorum. But, yeah, it's better to check the charter exactly. Okay, so we have it for discussion. I think we can follow up in the mailing list, and I see that Rudy is volunteering to prepare a document for to send next week.
Rudy, for the transcript, yes, indeed, I will draft some ideas on paper so that we have a solution for to avoid future problems when we need a quorum and we officially cannot have a quorum because we don't have electors. So I think it's important that we go through this process. It will also demonstrate the accountability of NCAB in the sense of not just having a high number of members just for the sake of the number. We need to have quality, and that's what we have been working on in the last couple of months with Mariam, and I would like to thank Mariam for her collaboration in helping us going through the work that is needed to clean up a membership database that doesn't have all information gathered together from the beginning. So thanks again, Mariam, for helping us through. And I don't know if you have some extra information you want to share with us on this cleanup process.
Mariam speaking for the transcript. Thank you so much, Rudy. Like I was saying yesterday, the cleanup for the MPOC member list will help with will feed into the NTSG as well. So it's important that we get it done right, so that when we get to cleaning up the NTSG, it's easier. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. But maybe just to clarify also that you work at NCAG list too. And, I mean, clean up, and that we are trying also to update, record. No hard time to hear you.
I just wanted to second Rudy. Thanks.
Okay,
so
now we have action now, and we will. Okay, yes, I can confirm because he's also working on the NTG list, and it's quite easy, I think, now to update and so on. So, yeah. I think at the end we are going to reach really more something consistent and useful. So, Mariam, I think you have the list then of those members that you need to remove.
Yes, I have the list.
Okay. So, Rudy, we will wait then for your document. We will try to keep this discussion also in the mailing list. And for BA, I couldn't have a time slot for EC, but we can meet informally, and then for to get everyone and meet involved. Have a meeting 1 week after Buenos Aires conf call as usual, and we can spend most of the time on this issue. So we can spend I think next month working on this issue, and hopefully we'll. agree on action plan that we can share with our membership. Okay.
Okay.
Any? So I hope. Yeah. I see no objection. Yes, really.
I just wanted to say that I agree.
Any other topic, guys, that you want to discuss? Yes, Rudy.
No, I have no other points. Sorry, there is a huge delay on the communication. It looks like someone is a half minute or a minute after the delay when somebody starts speaking or ends speaking.
Yeah, I think it's related to the Adobe itself, so it's better to use the phone instead. Okay, so if there is no topic, you can adjourn the call, but before that, so Maryam will follow up with those applications, either to send the rejection email or to send, explanation. And then she will clean up the spreadsheet. And then we will add later the new members after just to confirm the vote of Robin so we can get all of them. So for deny, that's easy because one deny is enough in usual, but for the approval, we still need the vote of Robin. When she votes for them in the next 2 or 3 days, we can add them. And also, we will follow up discussion with this about remove of inactive members and find a way that how we can handle this case. Okay. And maybe we'll send later the record. Recordings and the minutes, so we can have a trace of what we discussed. Okay, so I don't want to keep you more, folks. Thanks for attending the call today. I think it was quite useful and fruitful, and I hope that we keep the good work.
Okay. Thank you, Rafiq. Thanks to all. Tapani. I hope we meet somewhere.
Adjourn.
Tapani.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Are you coming to Geneva next week?
No.
Oh, okay. I would have hoped to see you in Geneva and have a beer with you together. We will find another occasion.
Maybe you're coming to Sofia the week after that?
Not sure.
I'll be there, at least, so one possibility.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Tapani?
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yes.
Okay.